Let us again start the Gemara and Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. Perhaps we'll get a little clearer. Amar Rav Abo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amaitzi Shtar Chayv Bishuk. The person found a Shtar Chayv, Afal Pi Shekosuv by Henpek, even though there's a hempik on the shtar, so we know for sure there was a halva. Loi yachziru lebaila. Afal pi kein, we should not return the shtar to the malchut. Loi mi boi heiched loi kosev boi hempik. If a hempik was not written on the shtar, so then it could very well be that Bechlau, the Loiva, did not borrow any money with the shtar. So Bechlau, we don't know Bechlau if there ever was a halva. So Zicha, we will not return the shtar to the Malvin. Halafilu Kosov by Henpik. Afilu, there is a hempik on the shtar, umay niyu demekuyim. Lo yachze, one should not return the shtar. The chayshinon lepiroin, we're chayish for piroin, that the loive paid up, and therefore, we should not be machze the shtar. Look the Gemara, Eisve Rabbi Yirmiya l'Rababo. So Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rababo, it says in the Mishnah, Kol Maise Bezdin, Harei Zayachse. That if you find a Maise Bezdin, you return it to the Baila. Look the Rashi, Kol Maise Bezdin, Vainami Maise Bezdin Hu. It was a kiyum from Bezdin on this, so we know that clearly there was a halva. So the Mishnah says that you return it to the Bailam, to the Malve. Amar loy Yirmiya b'ri, loy kol ma'isei Bezdin shavim. No, you cannot learn the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is coming to tell us, take it literally, that every ma'isei Bezdin, every shtar sheyesh poi henpik, you return to the bailam. It's not true. Elo kigoin shehuchzik kafron. You know when you return it to the bailam? When it was huchzik kafron. So Rashi says, Yirmi Yebri Garsinan, shehuchzik loiveze kafron, Pamacheres. He was Huchzik HaKafrin. Lefichoch ein Nemon Loima Parati. Does not have Nemonis Tetaino Parati. Ubahi Tnam Yachzer. And then there's a din of Yachzer. He says, the Mishnah that said, Kol Maise Bezn Yachzer. So a ma'isa bezin, you're right. It's speaking about a shtar sheyesh by henpik, because if it wouldn't be a shtar sheyesh by henpik, so then who says b'chal there was a halva? So you're right. It's a shtar sheyesh by henpik, but the halacha that it says in the Mishnah is dafke if the loiva has an emunis. Tataina parati. For loiva has an emonis tataina parati. So then, if the shtar got lost, so together, so we combine the reyes and the nefila together with his nemonis. I saw in a Teresh Shmuel, just to try to understand this Gemara, Rav Abo held that Be'emison, there's a Cheskas Chiyuv. If we know clearly the money was borrowed, so there's a cheskes chiyuv. So we need an amonis of parati, which alone is not enough. We need an amonis of parati. We have a shtar. There's a cheskes chiyuv and a shtar, which is two strikes against the loive. But if there's a reyesed in a fila, and the loive has a nemonis, is a ish nemon, so normally against a shtar, but the shtar overweighs his nemonis. But if he is an ish nemon, and there's a reyesed in a fila, these two combine, and therefore, we clear, maybe he did pay. He says he paid. And he is a person who has an emonis. So, even though there's a cheskas chiyuv, we will combine the reyesed and the fila with his nemonis. And we will say that he, misafik, the person who finds it does not return it to the mouth. But here we have a person who lost his nemonis. He's a hursa kafrin. Ein nemon loyma parati. He doesn't have a nemonis to taina parati. From the reyesed in the fila alone, that Rabbo held, that alone is not sufficient not to give it back to the malta. There's a cheskes chiyuv. So I assume that the chiyuv is still kayim, and some of the malva lost it, and he's mechuyev to pay. But if he's an ish nemon, has an nemonis of tainis parati, so memele we mitzarev the nemonis of parati put the reyesed in the fila, and he's not mechuyev to pay. But the Mishnah is speaking about abay kafrin. So a kafrin does not have an emonis to taina parati. The fikach a nemon loima parati doesn't have an emonis. Even though there's a reyesed in a fila, you're also tanan yachzer. As long as I know there was a halvo, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us if it wasn't a maise bezin, so says b'chal there was a halvo. And if there wasn't a halvo, there's no cheskes chiyuv. So I feel this person has a bad record, but who says Bechlal, there was Alba? No, the Mishnah says there was a Maisa Best, so we know clearly there was Alba. The minute I know there was a Halva, so Memele, so now I should assume that the Leiv is still Chayim. So if he has an Amonis, the Taina Parati, so together with the Reyes and the Nefila, we say don't give it back. But if he's a person who doesn't have an emonis, he's hulze kafrin, a nemon loima parati, a behit non yachse. That is what Rav Abbo said pshat. Omar Rove, so now Rove asked, Omar Rove, so Rove disagreed with Rav Abbo. Umishum the hurze kafrin chodo zimne su loy pora klau. Elo marove masnisin bishtar chaltoso. Now, it seems there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and the Gemara's Kasha, let us try to understand both of them, Beza Hashem. Tosfos says, Emishum dohur ze kafren su laipora klal. Because he was a hur ze kafren, that is true. A hur ze kafren is not nemon to taina parati. It's not even a monis. But it doesn't mean he didn't pay. So memele, like Tosfos, va'afal gav domrina lekamon, Hurzik kafren lo'isay moment. That means later we're going to learn that a person who's hurzik kafren, he does not have nemonis to taina parati. So what is the kasha? He doesn't have a nemonis. hoche de nofel shani. De muchecha milse. De mishem hochi loy hoya niza le shamroi. Le fisha pore aloive. But here I have a raya that the kafran is right. I have a raya. De muchecha milse. De mishem hochi loy hoya niza le shamroi. Le fisha pore aloive. Now, let us try to understand for 1 minute the way Tosfos is saying pshat, who lost the shtar. So Tosfos seems to be saying that the Malva lost the shtar. That's what Rashi, that's what Tosfos is saying. The Mucha Chamilsa, the Mishim Hochi Lehoye Nizah Leshamroi. Why wasn't he Nizah to hold the shtar? Lefisha pore haloive, because the loive paid up. That's why he wasn't careful. So, from Tosfos Dach Sechmer, we see a lot of things. That means, Tosfos is saying that, I mean, that is lechayre, like the Gemara before. Shmuel had a taina that, if the loiva paid up, you should have torn it up. That was Shmuel's taina. And if you see that a shtar is not torn, so then we know that it wasn't paid up. That was Shmuel's taina. The Gemara said later, we could be chaylik on Shmuel. Could be it's taka paid up. Why didn't the loiva tear up the shtar? Because the malva was mishtamet, didn't have the shtar on him. He was holding the shtar. So it's no raya that it wasn't torn up. That is not a raya that it was not paid up. Could be it was paid up, but the malva still had the shtar. Right? The malva had the shtar. So now what we have here, but this person, this loive, has no nemonis to say that he paid up. So, Weistachos, that was Tosfos Kasha. So, he doesn't have any nemonis. So Tosfos says, but the Reyes of the Nefilim, that what I said, that a Hurze Kafran doesn't have any nemonis, that is Davke Stamazoi, without a Hichoche, to believe him on his word alone, a Filo Milval Peh, Hurze Kafran is not believed. I mean, even though I don't have proof, that he didn't pay, but a person who serves the kafran has no nemonis to say parat. But this person, even though it's a hurze kafran, but I have a raya that he's telling the truth. The muchecha milse, the mishimachi lehayin nizah leshamrei. I see. How did it get lost? How did it get lost? If it wasn't paid up, so how did the malva lose it? Lefisha porei aloi. So, Tosfos, it would seem Tosfos held that is what Rove is tining on Rababo. Rababo tined that since he doesn't have anemones, so Memele, we know that there was a halvo, we'll give back the shtar to the malvim. So Rove said like this, listen, a person who doesn't have anemones will never pay up. I mean, he doesn't have anemones. But now I have a reyes of the nefila. Now I have a reyes of the nefila that proves that he did pay up. And hurze kafran is only without a reyes of the nefila. With a reyes of the nefila, a fellow hurze kafran will be nemon. That's, it seems, what Tosfos is learning pshat in Rove. Now let us look at Rashi. So Rashi, Vesulai pora klal bitmir, ve'i chayshinon lepiroin, if we are chayish lepiroin, ze sheloi nizar lishmer shtoroi yafsid, this person who was not careful to watch the shtar, he should lose. Now, L'chayre, let us try to be elch. Let us learn the Rashi. Who, according to Rashi, who lost the shtar? From Rashi, it seems that the Leiva lost the shtar. That's what Rashi is saying. V'hi chayshina lepiroin, if we're chayish lepiroin, if we're chayish lepiroin, that means, I'm chayish lepiroin, maybe it was paid up. Ze sheloi niza lishmer shtoroi, so that he wasn't careful to tear up the, to watch the shtar, yapsit, he should lose. So from Rashi it would seem that I assume that the loiva lost the shtar, and Rashi is saying a whole Megillah, why did the loiva lose the shtar? So Rashi says, well, ze sheloi niza lishmer shtar yap, because he wasn't careful to watch the shtar, he should lose. So what is Rashi saying? Rashi's ledavoni very unclear. Lulei de mistafine, I think pshat and Rashi is as follows. We're going to have Rashi later. There's a din, a huchzik kafron is not neman to pay. A person who's a kav is not neman to pay parati. So there is a machlokes, this tut stodim of the shar hamishpat, why a huchzik kafron is not neman. There's two ways how to understand it. Others learn pshat, he doesn't have an amonis. Finished. Since he was huchzik kafron, whatever makes him huchzik kafron, so he doesn't have an amonis, and without an amonis, we said there's a cheskes chiyev, so he's not nemon to taina parati. That's one way. There's another way to understand pshat. The other way is, and Rashi mentions this a few times on Daf Yud Zayin, a person who's huchzik kafron, he knows he's not believed. He knows he's not believed. So since he knows he's not believed, he'll never pay up without Adam. That means he knows that he's a huchzik kafron. Everybody, whatever he says, he's not believed. So I have a non-sadi that he didn't pay up, because if he would have paid up, he's not stupid. He knows we don't believe him. A milvalpeh. He's going to pay up. He won't pay up. I mean, he's going to say he's going to pay up. No one's going to believe him because he was a huchzik kafron. So Rashi says later, so when he'll pay up, he'll only pay up with Adam. That means he only, and if he says he paid up with Adam, I don't believe him. Because since you're huchzik kafron, you never would have done such a thing. Fine. That's a milvalpeh. A milveh bishtar, so what will a huchzik kafron do with a milveh bishtar? What is he going to do? So you know what he's going to do when he pays up the malvis and tell the malvis, give me back the shtar? He won't tear up the shtar. He'll keep the shtar because people say he'll know no one is going to believe him to say that he paid up. He's a person that doesn't have any namonis. He'll keep the shtar to show everybody, look, I paid up. So every huchzik kafron will keep the shtar. And if he wouldn't, because he knows he's not a person who people will believe. So in order to ensure that people will believe that he paid up, he'll keep the shtar. So Rashi says, v'ichayshin lepiroim, ze sheloi niza lishmer shtore yavsit. That means, God, he lost the shtar. He lost the shtar. So he should lose because of that. So that's me, Rashi means to say like this. There's a Shita Mekabetzis over here. That Rav said, the reason why, when I find a lost shtar, why do I say you don't pay back? Is, you know why? Because I don't know who lost it. It's possible the Malva lost it. Not the way Rav Abo had understood pshat. Rav Abo had understood pshat. I see a lost shtar. I need a nemonis to taina porati in order to, this is a cheskes chiyev, the loiva borrowed money. I need a nemonis. mitzad the loyve to say that he paid up. And a chuch the kafrin doesn't have namonis. That was Rav Abohu's diktoyre. Rove said it's not true. You don't need an namonis. Rove says since a chuch the kafrin could pay up, so there's a suffix who lost the shtar. So I'm chayish, maybe he paid up. It's something that it could be paid up. Now the shail is if he paid up, so why didn't he take back the shtar? Zichet took back the shtar. Zichet took back the shtar to show proof that he paid up. He knows people don't believe him. What happened now? He lost the shtar. That's exactly what happened. That's what Rashi is saying. V'chayshin lepiroin, that means if there's a chash, maybe he paid up. If a shtar is lost, it could be he paid up. Could be not. I don't know. So if this loiver is a hurze kafren, and he wasn't careful and he lost the shtar, that's zichet shu, he'll zichet take back the shtar, he won't tear up the shtar, he's going to be shomer the shtar, because he knows people won't believe him. So what'll be if he lost the shtar? So yapsit, he should lose. So Rove said, so that's the machloikis between Rove and Rav Abohu. Rav Abohu held that you need an nemonis to, in order that we should say, you don't give it back to the Malve. And Ahur Zekafun, who doesn't have an nemonis, so Memele, so you give it back to the Malve. That was Rav Abohu's word. Rove said, you don't need an nemonis. There's a suffix. Was it paid up or wasn't paid up? Oh, the kafran also pays up. No. But a hook's the kafran is different than everybody else. That's true. Everybody else is, they know the word means something. They can tear the shtar. I mean, they know that the anoshim nemonim. A hurze kafren, he knows he's a person, no one will trust him. So by a milva alpe, he'll pay up with edim. By a milva bishtar, he'll take back the shtar to prove that he paid up. But Rashi says, good, so could very well be. He took back the shtar. But now, if he lost the shtar, is yamsit? So he should lose the zikr asofik, maybe he paid up, and maybe he lost the shtar. It's something that shouldn't be lost, but he lost it, because of that it should be mafs. That's could be this is pshat and rashi. Zog the Gemara weiter, the kafren, hoyo v'osel liyodon, since we spoke about a husa kafren, okay, Rav Abohu brought in the subject of Husa Kafrim, name of Bei Milsa. So I'd like to say something. The Omar Rav Yosef, Amin Yumi, Omar Rav Nachman, Omru Loi Tzei Ten Loi. Now we're talking about a Milva Alpe. And there was a sichsuch between a Loive and a Malve. Does he owe the money? Doesn't he owe the money? There was a sichsuch between the loiv and the malve. There's no shtar. It was a milva alpeh. They went to Bezdin. And Bezdin said, say ten loiv. Bezdin paskened like the malve. They told the loiv, say ten loiv. Right? Va'omar, and later, the loiv will say, a week later, he'll say, porati. He says, I paid up the chayv. I held them potter. But listen, Bezin says I'm chayiv. I'm chayiv. I mean, I won't fight Bezin. So a week later, he says porati nemon. He is a nemonis because my Bezin paskin is chayiv, so he paid up. He's nemon to say he paid up. I before in Bezin he kind of is potter. Good. I hold I'm potter. Bezin paskins I'm chayiv. So I'll finish. I won't fight Bezin, so I paid up. So he has an amonis to say he paid up. Bo malva lichtoi, if the malva will come and say, write in a drachte,
I'll come a week later and say, I write in the drach that I should be able to take his kakois, bezn yipaskin his chayv, ain't kois me benoisken loy. Because so, who says he didn't pay up? We just said he's chayv to pay. Who says he didn't pay up? That is if bezn said, say ten loy. Chayiv atalitin loy. But what if bezn said chayiv atalitin loy? Chayiv atalitin loy is not a definite psak. So we mentioned yesterday, it is a psak that Beis Din worded it in such an oifim that Beis Din has the power to retract this psak. The Chazanish says it's a psak. If we won't think it over and we won't rethink it, the psak is a psak. But we worded it in such a way that we should be able to retract the psak. So I'll call upon it. From Chayiv Atalitin Loi, from the Loshen of Chayiv Atalitin Loi, whatever it is, that means it could be Nayim Achuyiv to pay, that could be, but Al Koponim, if one understands the Loshen of Beis Din, one can read between the lines that Beis Din still has a tzad, maybe he doesn't know him, and that's why Beis Din did not say a definite psak tzeiten loi. They said Chayiv Atalitin Loi. But Omar, so now, Rav Yosef, Bamenyumi said, Amor de Kechidish. But Omar, Porati. A week later, he comes, and he says, I, the end of months from him, the money. He says, I paid you up. Ein einemon. Bo malve lichtoi, kaisme venoisne loin. So, Rav Yosef, Bamenyumi said, a gewaldekezach. You have a person who held his potter. He was tining to Beis Din that he's potter. That was all along. Beis Din did not tell a definite psak that he has to pay. Beis Din said, but it you see from the psak that Beis Din still is a tzad, maybe he's potter to pay. So Rav Yosef Bamenyumi said, a person will not pay till Beis Din tells him go pay. He holds he's potter to pay. And Beis Din said fakert, so Kozman, they did not say a definite lotion of tzeiten loy, a person will not pay. A person will not, and if he'll pay, he'll prove it. I mean, Bastama's like, a person will pay, and people don't do such things. So Memele, that's what Rav Yosef ben Yumi Omer Rav Nachman said. Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rav Nachman Omer, Beitz ein ten loy bein chayvat alitn loy v'ma parat ibnemon mar belichtav ein kais ve'noisn loy. Fine. So Rav Zvid said in the Rosh says pshat in Rav Zvid, people the hamoin am are not lawyers. They're not medayik from the lashonis of Beis Din Sol Kach. The lashon of the Rosh is the Rosh says as follows. She'ein hamoin am mafrishin u'mavdilin beitzein ten loy mechay vaton lita loy hakoil nirelem psakdin v'oved d'po. Beis Din said chay vaton lita loy. So if they'd be a lawyer, see, they didn't say tzein ten loy. Hold on yet. No. So Rav Zvid said no. A person is chay vaton lita loy, even though he held that he is not mechuyev to pay. Beis Din said, Chayiv Atalitin Loi, that's enough. You only have to tell me Tzeiten Loi. They don't know the difference. People, the Hamoinam, don't know the difference between the Lashonis. So Memele, now we have a Machloikis, we're not up to Hurzakafrin yet, but we have now a Machloikis, the difference between Tzeiten Loi and Chayiv Atalitin Loi, that's what Rav Yosef Bamenyumi said, and Rav Zvid said there's no difference. This case is no difference. He's Nemon Tataina Parati. Now let us see Rashi. Now they're going to come to an interesting Rashi over here. V'omar la'achas man parati al pi Beis Din. He said, Beis Din said that I should pay tzeiten loy. Nemon u'bishvuas heses. Fine. So Rashi says, Rashi jumps to a shvuas heses. Fine. There's a thing you need shvuas heses. Rashi says shvuas heses. Fine. Bo marvel von einer Lichterle drachtel, ein Kaisen ben Eisnele. Na, Here Rashi says, but what is, this is Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi. What if he said, Chayva Talitna Loi, and he says, Parati, Einei Nemon Lishova, El Shekenegdoi Nishba Benoitel. The Kivin will first say the second half of Rashi, then we'll come back to the first half of Rashi. The Kivin de Trilo say Hutzach Letovai Vidin. Since this is the Svav Reis Vinyon. In the beginning, he couldn't get a penny out of him. He had to schlep him to a din teure. We're talking about a move al peh. He had to schlep him to a din teure. And, because he said he doesn't know him. Ein dalkoi lemaya lefroya, a person who holds his potter will not pay up at sheivsko dine psagom. Kozman Besen doesn't say pay up, and he holds his potter to pay. There's no such thing. No person in his right mind will pay up. That's by Chayav Atalitala. Fine. Now, that's the end of Rashi. So if Rashi would say, good, there's a svara. You hold it. I wish you held this svara. A person will not pay up till he hears, say, ten loy. So, if he holds that, a schlechter marshal, there's a murder, a yalkut. The yalkut, says that there was by Leo, Bahara Kalma, there were two poem. One was for the Baal and one was for Leo. So the yalkut says the whole maisa, the one of the poem tainted to Leo. Why should I be for the Baal? Both of us grew up together. He's gonna be for the Baal. I'm gonna be for the Baal. In Elio Anovi told them, the Shem Shemayim bring this Kaddish to you also. So the Paul told them, say, if I, you give me to the Baal, and I'm not gonna go by myself. That means, look, Shem is Svoris, that'll be a Kiddish Shem Shemayim. I don't wanna go to the Baal. You tell me a Svoris also, the one, if you'll take, you'll give me to the Navi Baal, finish. I won't fight with you. But, I mean, so we see as well, the poor held, why should I lose? You give me over, if you give me over to the Nevi Abal, finish, I won't fight with you. I mean, that's the same Svara was over here, Rav Yosef Ben Yumi, I hold on potter. You tell me, say, Temloy, I won't fight with you. You tell me, Chayev Atolitnolis, you didn't tell me, Aklorizach, I won't pay. A normal person, if I feel I don't know, why should I pay? You didn't tell me clearly to pay. Fine, okay. That's the svara. But now, all of a sudden, Rashi goes into shvua over here. Rashi goes a whole maisa with a shvua. Einai nemon li shvua, shove el shekenegdoi nishba benoitu. Now, all of a sudden, now, there's a big tumult over here. We just have to understand what we don't understand. Rashi all of a sudden said, Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi said, a person, Besen said, Chai Vatnalitla, he won't pay. Right? He won't pay. As far as he won't pay. Ain't the Kim Trilosa Yusartovi, ain't Dal Kilamai. Fine. Where did Rashi dig up this Shvue that Yen has to swear? Where did Rashi get this? We have to understand, we have like this, what we have in Chazal, we have a din, there are certain shvuas hanoitlim, but the Mishnah says, Eilu nishboim v'noitlim, there's a case of nishboim v'noitlim. This is not one of the cases. Rashi all of a sudden says that he has to swear. That means if Yenna won't swear, he also won't get. He can only get with a shvua. That means the Teveya, that says you didn't pay me, he has to swear. So number one, we have to know where Rashi got the Shvuah from. There's no Mishnah, there's no Gemara. This is a Rashi. And they bring down the Balamoyer's Chalik on Rashi. This is a Rashi in Bob Metzir. He has to swear. Number one. Fine. Now, there's a Kasha from the Marsha over here. And the Marsha says a Teretz, and the Loshen of Rashi bothers me. We had a Gemara in the beginning of Bob Metzia. We had a Gemara like this. We had someone who's choshed on a Shvur de Rabbono. And is there a din of Kinegdai Nishba Menoito? There's a Shvur of Hesis. He's a choshed. He can't swear. Is there a din Kinegdai Nishba Menoito? So the Gemara says, since the whole Shvua that he is this way is a Rabbonon, so Takanta Litakanta Loyavdina. That means his, the Chiyav Shvua of the Nitve is a Rabbonon. Now to say that the Tebe, Takanta Litakanta Loyavdina. Fine. So we don't, see, he doesn't have to swear. The Tebe doesn't have to swear. The Marsha and our Rashi asks Akasha from that Gemara. That, Rashi says, "Ein nemon lishava." He's not nemon to swear. El shekenek de nishba v'noito. So now his shvuah, if he would have to swear, his shvuah would be a shvuah hesis. Rashi said, when he does so, it's a shvuah hesis. So Rashi says, "Ein nemon lishava." El shekenek de nishba v'noito. Frek the Marsha. So that's the Gemara before takanta l'takanta lo yavdina. There's no thing that if he had to swear shvur the rabbonin, he can't swear. The cantal again. That's the Marsha's kasha. And for the Marsha, there's a big difference between over here and over there. Over there, be'etzim yenetain is that he's potter. So he's potter. He's nemon with his time. There's only a din of shvur, but good, you're nemon, swear. So good. So there is a din, I can't swear. So there the Gemara says, takanta, so he should have to swear. Means, like this, your name, takanta, le takanta, le abdina, that faket, your name, and you can't swear that. He should swear and take, we don't make a takanta, le takanta. Here the Marsha says, he's not Namon. It's not a takanta, le takanta. A takanta, le takanta means, if he is Namon, but he had to swear, and he couldn't swear, and that you should swear and take, that's a takanta litakanta. That's only if he's Namon. But if he's not Namon, so that's not called takanta litakanta. That's what the Marsha says, which is beautiful. But the Lashon of Rashi, I don't understand, because Rashi says, Einoi Namon Lishova, Shekenek de Nishba Menoitel. It's not he's not Namon Lishova, he's not Namon to Taina Parati. And the whole Taina doesn't have a Namonis. I don't know, the Lashon of Rashi is very shvel. Fine. So, okay, we have this machlokes. Now, Elo iika leflugi hoche hu de iika leflugi. Now we're going to get into Hurze Kafra. Omru loi tsei ten loi. Bezdin, you know, there's a difference between tsei ten loi and chayvat alitin loi. Amru loy tsei ten loy. If Bezdin paskin tsei ten loy. Ve'edin would be better to say like this. Ve'edin me'idim oisoy shaloy poloy. In Rashi learns pshat, that means like this. Bezdin told the loyve tsei ten loy. And Edim are made that we went over to him, the Malva went over to him in front of two Edim. Bezdin said, Yimachuyev to pay. And he says, Shaloi Poroi. He told in front of the Malve, in front of the Edom, I will not pay. I don't care. V'chosev Oma Parati. And then later he says, I paid. He comes over to him. The Edom heard, they said, they comes over the next day. Pay. They said, I paid already. I paid. Hurze kafran loise moment. So according to Rashi, we have now a new case of hurze kafran. A person who had the audacity to say in front of Edom, after Bezin said, say ten loy, and the malva was to pay up, and he said in front of Edom, I'm not going to pay. So it was Mesarev Bifnei Edom on the Psak Bezin. He said, I'm not going to listen to the Psak Bezin. This person has no Nemonis anymore. This person defied the Psak Bezin to Edom or this. That's called Hurze Kafran. Now he says he paid up. He has no Nemonis by us. He's a Mordik and Mechutzif, and he doesn't have any Nemonis. Hurze Kafran lo yisei moment. Chayiv atolitein loy, but what is the din? If Bezdin told them chayiv atolitein loy, ve'edim idem oisei shaloi pora, and nobi, and then Yenna was tebeyev him from Edom. He told them, no, Bezdin said chayiv atolitein loy, so pay me. He says, I'm not going to pay. He told this, I'm not going to pay. V'chaza v'oma porati, and then later he said, I pay. A day later he said, I pay. Lo yuchzik afchen lo yisay momen. So that's what he said till now. My time is the muti hokam mishtamet minei. So what the meini bei rabbonim bedini, that means, over there, that's what he had the audacity to say in front of Edom, I won't pay, because he held the rabbonim gufa were not so clear if he's mechuyif to pay. They said, chayv atalitin lei. So memele, so even though Edom are made this, this does not mean he's a mesarif to Bezdin. Because Bezdin said, Bezdin didn't say such a clear lotion, so he's waiting. He's not gonna pay by, right, he's not gonna pay by a chayiv atalit and loy. Let us see Rashi. V'omar porati lachas manopi Bezdin. V'eidim idim oisei shaloi pora. So what does that mean? Befoneinu tovoi lefroi eloi api bezn. Before he was teveim lefroi eloi api bezn. Veloi poroi. And he said he's not going to pay. Hoyu ubifneim heiz laver api beznin. He was meiz laver api bezn. Einoi nemon shub loima paratib shaloi beidim. So here Rashi says, he's not Nemon, this is the Shem Mishnah Salebi. He's not Nemon to say Paratim Shalei Beidim. He knows people won't trust him anymore. So he's not Nemon to say Paratim Shalei Beidim because he won't pay without Edim because he knows that people don't believe him. Who's the Kavon Lo Yisei Momen? She Nemon Oid Olav Loima Paratim Achi Yifre Beidim. That means because a person who knows he will not be believed. He will never pay till he brings proper proof. Loi huzikrafen. Now here Rashi says, "V'nish ba'shepolei v'ha'af apish leipolei miyad k'shetov v'fneiedim." Bein zemeis bebezden. That's not called these meis on bezden. The kiven the loi poskel loi psakoma. Nishmat mimenu, sova adam aini leg bedine. So I have a shtikl ha'ora over here. I have here two shtikl ha'oras. Ha'ora number one, Rav Zvid said before that if a person said, I paid up by chayva talitin loy, he's nemon. He's nemon. So the Rosh said, why is he nemon? People that may nam, are not mafchin beit chayva talit, it's a tenle. The people, Bezdin said, pay up, you pay up. Fine. So this is the same Rav Zvid. A minute later, Rav Zvid is, but it's a difference. But if it was chayva talit and loy, and Yenna was teveya, and he said, no, I'm not gonna pay up. So here the same Rav Zvid says, it doesn't. Don't take this with the, he's not called a meyiz because Bezdin said the ashtemita ad ma'ini berabonim bedine. So al kaponim, Rav Zvid said there are people who are medayik b'lshoynis. That means if he said he paid, we can believe him. Maybe he's not medayik b'lshoynis. Most people are not medayik. But if he was koifer, so then you can't make him a huzik kafan. Maybe he was medayik b'lshoynis. He's not a Hulzikaf. I don't understand what happened the next day. The next day he paid. What happened the next day? It doesn't say that Bezdin said, say ten loy. Bezdin said, chayva talit loy. He came over to him, Bezdin said, chayva talit loy. He told him in his face, in front of him, I'm not going to pay. So, Tazvid, you know why he said this? Because, at the mine, beidine. Then it comes the next day, it comes, no, I paid you already. What happened overnight? I don't know, you had a bad dream. I have no clue what happened, but I'll capon him. Here he's Nemo to say he paid. Even though, the day before we said that he's not Huzik Kafen because Adamayni Lebedin and he's a very big Lamdan and he knows that it's not a positive psak. But the next day all of a sudden he pays and Gonish McGonish. Basically, about kaponim, it means people will understand the mal kaponim. That means people will understand the chutzpah yesterday. He was mishtamet yesterday because Bezdin said klor b'sak, so people can understand it. But people, so, but people will also understand if he says, I paid, they'll believe him. Say, he won't pay with Adam. He won't pay with Adam. L'chayre, that's l'chayre the chilek.